build-up wheat cereal, invite you to rock it into the future with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet.
Minus 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
As rolling rockets blast off to distant planets and far-flung stars, we take you to the age of the conquest of space with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. For the cadets of Space Academy, the most exciting phase of training begins on a huge field, scarred and pitted by the blasts of raw power needed to break Earth's mighty clutch of gravity and set men free to rocket toward distant planets. For this is the Academy's spaceport, takeoff point for duty, adventure, and danger. Today, the entire Academy fleet of spaceships is out on the field ready to blast off on a mysterious mission. On the control deck of the rocket cruiser Polaris, cadet pilot Tom Corbett, Roger Manning, and Astro await Commander Arkwright's orders.
Attention! Attention all cadet units!
Hey, listen, there's Commander Arkwright on the teleceiver.
Well, it's about time.
Now, hear this. Doubtless you've all been wondering why you've received no advance orders on today's mission. The reason is simple. As officers of the Solar Guard, you will often have to go into action without advance notice. For instance, when you are sent to track down and subdue an outlaw or enemy ship. As you want to do now.
Hey, hear that, fellas?
I suppose we're really going after an outlaw?
Of course not, you Venusian clown.
Your mission will not be a real one, of course. The supposed criminal ship will actually be the Solar Guard cruiser Arcturus, piloted by Captain Strong.
Lucky guy.
So that's why the skipper hasn't shown up.
What happens to us now? Do we just sit here?
As you all know, Captain Strong is in charge of the Polaris unit, and obviously cannot be aboard the Polaris now since he's been gone for several hours. It has been decided that the Academy's training program will be greatly aided by making this entirely a cadet operation. Therefore, on this mission, each cadet unit will be in charge of its own ship.
Oh, brother, listen to that.
Sounds good.
Instead of taking orders from Captain Strong, we'll be chasing
him. I'll bet he leads us a real chase, too.
Now, here are your instructions for training maneuver 32. Or, as Captain Strong calls it, Operation Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek?
The outlaw was reported entering Earth's orbit at point A25 in Sector 12. This report from Terra Station. Moon observers have spotted the ship leaving our orbit at point M47, Sector 89.
Got that, Roger?
Naturally, Junior, naturally.
All ships are to proceed to the last point of observation and pick up Captain Strong's trail, which may lead anywhere in the solar system. Then track him down and engage him in mock battle. Of course, you are not expected to defeat such an expert pilot.
Think you can lick him, Tom?
A top space ace like the captain?
Uh-uh, not yet.
But you will be graded on your battle tactics, as revealed by photographic recorders. And also on the knowledge and intelligence you bring to your tracking. Not just on how soon you find the Arcturus, since that may depend partly on luck.
Not when I'm doing the plotting.
Okay, hotshot. Just see that you produce results.
One more thing. As I said, there is a strong possibility of danger, and you must be prepared to face it. You know that ships have been vanishing from the space lanes recently. One of them, the Academy cruiser Pollux, which disappeared 3 months ago on a routine flight. So keep your eyes peeled for trouble. Now, take your stations and prepare to blast off.
Let's go, Roger. Astro,
hope. Okay.
And spaceman's luck to all of you.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So, stand by.
Fellas and girls, let me take you for a tour around the mess hall here at Space Academy. Well, it's breakfast time now, and all the cadets are down here eating. Up front there, you can see the main table. That's reserved for the officers. There's Commander Arkwright, one of his aides now. You know, Commander Arkwright sets a good example for the cadets at breakfast time. Right now, he's helping himself to a big bowl full of Kellogg's Pep. Oh, and there's Tom Corbett. Let's say hello.
Hi there. I heard what you said about Commander Arkwright eating Kellogg's Pep. Well, that's no surprise. I'm eating Pep, too. And if you look around, you'll see just about all the cadets eating Pep. We've got a tough day ahead, and we have to keep in shape. That's why it's Kellogg's Pep for breakfast. Kellogg's Pep helps us stay on the ball in gym and in the classroom, too. Everybody knows you can't make a good showing if you don't start your day with a hearty breakfast. That's why smart spacemen start their day with Kellogg's Pep.
That's right, Tom. You spacemen listening, take a tip from Tom Corbett. Start your day the spaceman's way. Ask Mom to serve up a man-sized helping of a better-than-ever build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
P-E-P. Pep.
As the rocket cruiser Polaris hurtles away from Earth, Tom, Roger, and Astro are at their stations, ready to track down the Arcturus, commanded by Captain Strong, lurking somewhere in the depths of space. Now, as the powerful atomic drive speeds the Polaris out of Earth's atmosphere, Tom checks his unit mates.
Control to power deck. Check in, Astro.
Power deck, aye.
How's everything down there?
Ship shake, Tom. The rockets are purring like kittens.
Great. Check you later. End transmission. Control deck to radar bridge. Check in.
Radar bridge, aye.
Any astrogation data ready yet, Roger?
Long ago, sonny boy. Long ago.
Sorry, big shot. I should have known. Okay, let's have the correction for deviation from course.
Coming up. Starboard, 24 degrees, 17 minutes, up 3 degrees.
Starboard, 20... What?
You heard me, space boy. Starboard, 24 degrees, 17 minutes...
24? Hey, what goes here? You call yourself an astrogator, Roger? Do you know that your figures would take us inside Mars orbit instead of the spot where the Arcturus was last seen?
Sure, I know it.
You know it? Well, what are you trying to do, knock us out of this operation?
What's going on here?
I'm glad you came up, Astro. Our genius on the radar bridge is taking us way off course.
What?
Just simmer down, kiddies, and listen, Uncle Roger.
Okay, let's have it. Fast.
Listen. Commander Arkwright gave us 2 points where the Arcturus had been seen, not just the last one. So I plotted its course and then extended it by extrapolation.
Extra what?
Now, don't let it throw you, bird brain. It just means using known facts to reach a logical mathematical conclusion.
You logical?
Sure. Why, even if the Arcturus went into an evasion curve, we'd pick up the trail hours before the others.
He could be right, Astro.
But Commander Arkwright said proceed to the last point, and he also said it wasn't enough just to be fast.
Exactly. He said we should prove our knowledge and intelligence, and that's just what I'm doing.
Okay, okay, genius. But look, suppose those first figures were just stuck in to make it sound like an actual mission. Then where would you be?
Nowhere. But would a guy like the commander just stick in a set of figures? He'd make sure they were real.
Yeah, he probably would.
Well, come on, let's go.
Hold your jets. Astro, what do you think?
Well, I don't know. It sounds good, but I'm never sure about Roger's shortcuts. I'll leave it up to you.
Well, right now, I don't know either. I'd sure like to have the Polaris come in first and best, but I'd hate to have her last and worst.
Well, come on, Junior, make up your mind.
All right, Roger. We'll do it your way.
And a boy.
But believe me, brother, you'd better be right. Control deck to radar bridge. Control deck to radar bridge. Roger, check in, will you?
Blast it, Tom. Stop bothering me. I have to watch the sniffer for radiation traces.
Well, Astro and I have been waiting down here for an hour. Isn't there any sign of the Arcturus' trail yet?
No. I'll let you know when there is.
Yeah, if there is.
There will be. Hey, Great Jupiter, we just entered the probability area. Just keep your gyro steady, fellas. I'll call you in transmission.
Huh. Keep our gyro steady. With our academy ratings depending on his judgment.
Yeah, if he's followed us up, our names will be mud around the academy.
You're so right, pal. Well, we might as well stay out with the rest of the space junk if anything happens.
Radar bridge control deck. Port 1 degree. Keep her level.
Right. Okay, Roger, on course. Have you got something?
Yeah, on the trail. Hold the ship steady as she goes.
Hey, nice going, Roger.
Think nothing of it, Astro. It's just a little old miracle.
Are you sure you're not just picking up cosmic radiation, Miracle Man?
Now, look, Corbett, I know the difference between random rays and a spaceship pattern. This is the Arcturus track. I'll bet my last cent on it.
Okay, okay. I'm holding steady on your course.
That's it. Stick with Uncle Roger and his little snipper and you'll wear medals.
Yeah, if we don't wear out first.
Hey, genius.
You mean me, I suppose.
No one else. Where did you get that name, Sniffer?
Well, that's what it does, doesn't it? Or am I supposed to call it Radiation Detector Analyzer Mark III all the time?
It's a cinch you wouldn't, Roger.
Cut the chatter, you two. Roger, keep your eyes on that sniffer.
It'd be better if he kept his nose at it.
Blow your jets, both of you. I got work to do.
Hey, I didn't make the hotshot mad, did I, Tom?
Oh, forget it. He's got a low boiling point anyway.
And not that I'd say it to his face, but he's a real top-drawer astrogator.
Yeah, that chance we took really paid off.
Radar bridge control deck, check in quick.
Oh, that sounds like trouble.
Control deck eye. What's wrong, Roger? You didn't lose the trail, did you?
No, I didn't lose a trail. I found one, another one.
You mean there are two trails?
Exactly, Junior. They run along together for a while, then go off in different directions. And I don't know which one to follow.
Yeah.
bridge eye.
Getting anywhere in figuring out which of those two trails is the one we want?
Not yet, blast it. They're too similar.
Hey, Roger.
You ain't again Astro White.
Maybe one of the trails was made by a commercial spaceship.
No, I thought so at first, but the radiation patterns didn't pan out. Both these patterns were made by rocket cruisers. They're practically identical.
Can you check on which is the freshest trail, Roger? Oh,
sure, by a diffusion comparison, but I think I can guess which is the right one without that.
Well, you better not guess, Roger. You better take time to check.
Look, I am sure. The last trail must be the one that deviates most from the original course. Come on, 6 degrees starboard, one down, and we're in.
That's mighty thin reasoning, Roger.
Listen, Tom, wasn't I right the last time? Didn't I get us this far? Well, don't I get a chance to...
All right. Don't cry all over the equipment. You win. I'm setting up the new course. Okay with you, Astro?
Well, I suppose so, but I don't like it much.
Neither do I, but I guess it's another chance we have to take, so full space speed and hope for the best.
Looks like it. Still, we may have more problems soon.
Yeah, what?
Well, we're moving in the general direction of Saturn, and you may have heard that Saturn has a moon.
9 moons, Professor.
I was thinking of the big one with the Solar Alliance colony.
Good old Titan. Remember the last time we landed there, that colonist's daughter?
Yeah, I remember. But Titan's been producing uranium as well as pretty girls.
So?
So freighters transporting the uranium back to Earth have all been using the space lane. And I think the Arcturus is heading for that lane.
Oh, you figure the Arcturus will make a run on the lane, merge its radiation trail with the others, and then blast out again, huh?
That's the way it figures to me.
Shows how wrong you can figure sometimes, Junior. The Snipper could pick out a cruiser pattern from a million made by freighters.
I hope you can prove that, Hotshot.
Don't worry, I will. Say, maybe I won't have to.
What do you mean?
I'm getting something on my scanner. It's a spaceship down dead ahead.
A ship on this course? Why, that couldn't be a freighter.
It must be the Arcturus. We found her.
Hey, Astro, did you hear that?
I sure did. Nice work, Roger. It's something funny, though.
Don't tell me you're not sure.
No, I'm surer than ever. The ship's making a good-sized blip on the screen now.
Already?
That's just it. The Arcturus should be burning up space, and instead she's just loafing along, hardly moving.
Great galaxy, suppose it's not the Arcturus.
It must be. I guess Captain Strong's just tired of playing hide-and-seek.
All right, fellas, if it is the Arcturus, then she's a sitting duck. We can blast in on them before they can maneuver. Maybe before they know we're around. And we ought to get in some good shots, even if they are just on film.
Hey, maybe we can even win this dogfight. Oh, brother, if we could, wouldn't that make us hot stuff around the Academy?
It sure would. Okay, Roger, keep your eyes on that screen. Astro, see if you can squeeze another couple of neutrons out of your rockets. Prepare to attack!
Radar to control.
Control I.
Easy, just a touch to starboard, Tom, about 1 point. That's got it. Now, keep watching your viewport. You too, Astro. The spaceship will be in sight in a second. Let's hope you got the right one, Roger.
Oh, it has to be, Astro. If we're wrong...
And not wrong. Look, there it is.
It's a Solar Guard cruiser, all right, Astro.
But it must be the Arcturus. Fellas, we're in.
Almost. We still have a scrap on our hands, though. Okay, Roger, I'll handle the course visually now. You get on your gun control.
Right.
Stand by for changes in speed and course, Astro.
Aye.
Remember, our guns contain telecams, not warheads. So there won't be any noise, only a little clicking sound.
Okay, let's start shooting.
We're not within range yet.
So what? We won't be wasting ammunition, just microphone.
We'll do it right anyway.
That's the way, Tom. The recorders will show it, too.
All right, coming into range. Ready, Roger? Ready? Fire forward battery.
Aye. Forward battery firing.
Uh-huh, and right on the target. Okay, I'm starting to ease to port. Stand by to fire starboard battery. Forward battery, cease fire.
Cease fire, aye.
Fire starboard one. Starboard two.
Starboard battery's firing.
Keep them hot, Roger.
Hey, the Arcturus is waking up. They've seen us. Captain Strong's maneuvering to return fire.
Let him. Our pictures will show we got him first. But I'll try to out-jockey him anyway.
He's opening his forward gun ports. Hey, Tom, look.
Great Jupiter, he's going to fire real warheads.
Is Captain Strong on space happy?
Here comes the first one. Astro, full blast on port steering rockets.
Full blast, aye. Here it comes. Wow, missed us.
And here comes another one. Astro, cut in emergency power. Let's get out of here.
Touch me fine.
Roger, contact Captain Strong. Tell him to lay off.
That's what I'm trying to do. Hey, he's firing a full salvo.
Oh, brother, we'll never be able to duck all of them. Astro, hit the starboard steering jets.
You mate, brace yourselves, guys. We're going to be clobbered. Jupiter,
Astro, check in.
Power deck. Bye.
Astro, what's the matter with you?
Nothing. Nothing, too. I'm okay.
Then give me more power.
I can't. Main drive. Damaged. I can't.
Astro. Astro, check in.
Sounds like he's hurt, Tom.
Blast it. Can't you raise the Arcturus, Roger?
No, my transmitter shorted and the outside antenna is clear.
Oh, great. And look at the Arcturus. It's circling around. It's going to attack. And unless we can do something to stop it, we'll be blasted into meteor dust.
We'll return to the exciting adventures of Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, in just a moment. So stand by. Hey, everybody, gather around and hear all about the swell prize you get free at no extra cost in every package of Kellogg's Pep. It's a magic moving picture eye. Know what that is? Well, let me tell you. The magic eye is a gleaming plastic disc with a picture mounted in the middle. Now, suppose your magic eye shows you funny man Bob Hope of Paramount Pictures standing there with a baseball bat in his hand. You just tip the magic eye back and forth in your hand, and Bob Hope starts swinging that bat, all ready to swat the ball. You say it's magic, all right, and so will all your friends. And you can get other magic moving picture eyes, too. Next one might have a train on it. You tilt the magic eye and... boy, the train starts smoking right down the track. How about that, Cadet Tom Corbett?
And say, that's not all, spaceman. You can get a complete set of 16 different magic eyes. You don't have to mail anything in. No box tops, no waiting. Just blast off on a cruise down to the grocery store and get a package of Kellogg's Pep.
Remember, there's a magic eye waiting for you right now, free at no extra cost in every package of the build-up wheat cereal, Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P. Pep. Forward in a mock attack on the cruiser, they trailed through space. Tom, Roger, and Astro were jubilant about their success until the other ship suddenly opened fire with real and deadly atomic warheads. Now, with the Polaris damaged, Astro unconscious, and their communications knocked out, Operation Hide and Seek is no longer a game, but a desperate struggle for survival.
Roger, that isn't Strong's ship, it's the Pollux. The Academy ship that disappeared 3 months ago.
What?
Sure, it must have been stolen. And the crew kidnapped or killed. It all ties in. Commercial ships missing lately. This one loafing around a space lane.
But who'd have the nerve to take over an Academy cruiser?
I'm trying to tell you. Space pirates.
Great caravan ghosts. They're out to get rid of us before we can report.
Yes, they've got a darn good chance of succeeding, too.
Those dirty space rats. But what can we do?
Just one thing, I'm afraid. Run for it. Try to make the outer moons of Saturn.
We can't land on those hunks of rock. They'd nail us like shooting fish in a barrel.
We won't land. Just use the moons to dodge the pirates' viewers and radar for a while, until you get that transmitter working.
Then what?
Then I don't know. I'm not even sure we can make the moons. But it's the only chance we have, so full evasion course. Let's go!
Okay, Tom. The radio's putting out a weak signal. Now what?
Now I want you to call Titan.
Titan? What's the matter with you? You'd be giving our position away.
Now, wait a minute. I'm going to be Titan.
You?
Listen, make your call full emergency. Then switch off. Change the circuit a little so it will sound different. Switch on again, and I'll answer from here.
What are you going
to... Will you stop asking questions? Just do as I say. Make that call.
Okay. Here goes. Space Academy cruiser Polaris calling Titan Solar Guard Station. Polaris to Titan, emergency call. Over. Hold it. Now, Tom.
Titan Station to Polaris. All units being alerted for emergency call. Go ahead, Polaris. Over. Okay, Roger. Make it sound good.
We are under attack by space pirates and stolen Academy ship Pollux. Earlier attack temporarily knocked out our radio, now repaired. We are in full evasion course around outer moons. Can you send help? Over. Go ahead, Tom.
Message received. Help on its way. 3 Solar Guard ships about to blast off. We'll knock those pirates right out of space. Meanwhile, maintain radio silence. Over.
Thanks, Titan. We'll be waiting. End transmission.
Well, that's it. Now we hope for the best.
Yeah, but maybe those space rats didn't even hear the message.
Maybe not. So we'd better keep dodging.
Hey, the Pollocks just showed up and they scattered.
Well, that means they can spot us, too. Stand by for another sharp turn.
Well, then, why strain the Polaris when we don't have to?
Don't have to?
The pirates have hiked 10 feet away from here.
Then he did hear us. We're off the spot.
Now what?
Now we head for Titan and report.
Yeah, but by the time we can alert the Solar Guard, it'll be in the clear. Tom, we ought to follow them.
We can't, Roger. Not in the shape we're in.
Look, I know it's asking for trouble, but they won't be expecting us to follow them.
Sorry, Roger. I'd be willing to take the chance, but you're forgetting Astro. He's still unconscious. We've got to get him to a doctor.
Oh, yeah, but Tom, he'll be all right. He's tough. And anyway, you said he wasn't badly hurt.
I said I didn't think so. I'm not a medic. I'm not sure.
But you know he'd want us to.
Probably, but he's in no condition to say so. And we can't gamble with his life.
He's not that bad. You're just scared.
Not at all. I just stop to think sometimes. Now, let's have the course for Titan.
But Tom, we... Okay, I'll figure the course.
And no tricks, Hotshot. Our next stop is Titan. As far as we're concerned, this is the end of Operation Hide and Seek.
Don't miss the next action-packed episode with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, when the crew of the crippled Polaris encounters the pirate ship again. And there is a battle to the death in part two of Operation Hide and Seek. Tune in same time, same station for the next thrilling interplanetary adventure with Tom Corbett, Space Cadet. Brought to you by Kellogg's Pep, the build-up wheat cereal. Tom Corbett, Space Cadet, starring Frankie Thomas, can also be seen on television and appears in the comic sections of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Featured in the cast were Al Markham, Jan Merlin, and Carter Blake. Today's program was written by Don Hughes and directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking.
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret. Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.
And what a secret. In Kellogg's Raisin Bran, the tasty raisins are dipped in honeycomb. That means plumper, more tender raisins, along with delicious golden crisp bran flakes. Both fruit and cereal all in one box. And no other raisin brand but Kellogg's gives you the tender goodness of raisins dipped in honeycomb. That's Kellogg's secret. So, for your breakfast, make sure you get Kellogg's, because
Kellogg's Raisin Bran has a secret.